The EPA has been promising tougher national controls on nitrogen and phosphorus pollution in water for about 10 years. The Wisconsin DNR has been collecting data and working with various interested parties, like farmers, environmentalists, and others. But a coalition of environmental groups says it's time for the EPA to move ahead with regulations. Karen Shapiro of the Milwaukee Riverkeeper Group says the water can't wait.
Almost half of our impaired waters are impaired because of phosphorus and nitrogen discharges, which can cause toxic, you know, blue-green algae, cladophora. Animals have died as a result of ingestion of the toxic blue-green algae.
To pressure the EPA to take action, the Environmental Coalition has filed a notice of intent to sue the federal agency within 60 days under the Clean Water Act. Shapiro says the groups are not trying to raise costs for farmers.
Look, there's always a potential that new regulatory measures will impact some interest, whether it be farmers or municipalities, but that's an acceptable trade-off for clean waters.
The EPA did not respond yesterday to a request for comment. 2 months ago, EPA Administrator Lisa Jackson told the New York Times she intended to strengthen enforcement of the Clean Water Act and pressure states to apply the law. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.